2019 Q's CEO Executive Team Network Conference in beautiful Amelia Island, Florida. And look who's here in the studio lounge, Mr. Walter Bond, your CEO of Walter Bond Worldwide.
That's
impressive.
Right.
And you opened up the show with a huge bang this morning. Congratulations.
Thank
I heard
you.
Nothing but accolades for you
when folks
came out of there.
Well, I've heard that they normally don't give standing ovations.
Everyone
so,
stood up in there.
I received a standing ovation today, and that was very flattering. So I think I've done good.
I think you did. And you talked about team chemistry trumps individual talent. How exceptional leaders deliver unprecedented wins. So give us a quick overview, and then we'll talk about just a couple of takeaways.
You know, in a previous life, I played sports. You know, I played in the NBA. And the way I saw sports is you either win or you lose, right? And the only way you can really gauge victory is with outcomes. And the head coach is responsible for winning or losing. Today, I'm speaking to credit union CEOs and leaders and executives.
Mm-hmm.
They're in charge of their credit union's wins and losses.
Oh, yeah.
And so we talked about fundamentals.
Okay.
You know, to make it in sports at a high level, you have to master fundamentals. And so that's what we drilled every day in practice.
Mm-hmm.
The coach's job was to teach fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
The coach's job was to teach us the way, the systems, the plays. And I see the credit union no different. Each one of these leaders are the head coach, and it's up to them whether they win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to them to build a culture. It's up to them to make sure that the core values of their credit union are alive. You know, a lot of businesses don't even have core values. And if they have them, they're tucked in some HR.
Yeah, on a dusty shelf somewhere. Yeah.
Get them out and let's get them alive and let's get them active. And that's the only way you can build a strong culture. And so we had a whole litany of things. I could only share 60 minutes.
Give me a couple of, we got 5 minutes. You got to get to the airport. So you got a couple of nuggets to share real quick?
Well, a couple of nuggets is that really, you know, we gave them the book Swim. You know, our book has become a bestseller. And the first message is, and Swim is about a shark. And sharks move differently. And we call it the Sacred Six. So sharks never stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
Sharks never go backwards. Sharks only look up, they never look down. Sharks are curious, always learning. Sharks are made of cartilage, which means they're flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So today we talked about change. Today we talked about pivoting. But the best part about a shark is that they work in tandem with the suckerfish. And it's really a mentoring metaphor. And we all had our favorite teacher. If you really think about it, we all go back to the back and look at our history. We had that favorite third grade teacher. Might have been a football coach. Might have been a track coach. And that person had impact. Either they were supportive, they built our confidence, they were demanding, they pushed us, they believed in us before we believed in ourselves.
Yep.
And I just wanted to encourage all of the business leaders to become that person at their credit union.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to become each and every one of your employees' favorite teacher.
Yeah.
Right? You gotta be demanding, you gotta set the standard, you gotta push them, you gotta believe in them, you gotta build their confidence, you gotta coach them up. And that's how you build culture, that's how you build team. And when I left sports and got into business, I really realized the same metaphor. Like, it's no different than the great head coaches in sports. They do that. They build culture, they have core values, they develop their players. And so when I got into business, everybody's talking leadership, and I'm like, okay, well, what's the leader's job?
It's the same thing. Right.
So it's the leader's job to really build the culture, recruit, develop, and to retain top talent. But a lot of business leaders don't understand the fundamentals of their business. They're smart, but intelligence is not enough. They have to understand how to become fundamentally sound in leadership, in teamwork, and selling, customer service, upselling. Are you developing your tellers? You know, I had a CEO tell me of a credit union, said, we don't train our tellers because they're low-level employees. And I thought to myself, I just did a quick survey in that room. Half the CEOs in that room are former tellers. So if you're a CEO who doesn't believe in training your tellers, and you were a former teller, come on, that's your talent. Right?
That's right.
How many former players became head coaches?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How many walk-ons made it to the NBA? So it's all about training and development. And I think that message was delivered loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, I wanted to make sure every leader here was accountable for creating a culture of training and development?
Yeah, it starts at the top and goes all the way to the entry-level positions.
That's
and
right.
Everyone's got to be aligned. And you gave when great coaches, they build that culture. You think of Bill Belichick at the Patriots.
Right.
My gosh, the dynasty of all dynasties
right now.
Phil Jackson with the Chicago Bulls and the Lakers and stuff like that. So Mike Tomlin at the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, they develop these successful cultures. So how, just real quickly, how does a coach come in and set the tone for that culture? How do they set the tone to where everyone kind of falls in line?
Well, most great coaches have systems, right? And then they bring their system and they plug players into their system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Phil Jackson did with the triangle offense. That's what Pat Riley did with Showtime.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of leaders here don't have a system, right? They don't have a framework.
Right, right.
They don't have a blueprint. So they rely on people. They have a lot of turnover. And it's, you get unorganized. You get frustrating.
Yeah.
And from my experiences, coaches that didn't have a system ended up getting fired.
Right.
Right?
They don't last too long.
Yeah, they didn't last long. And they were hoping for a great player. And if you have a great system, your players are going to look for it. Here's my example. Tom Brady was a six-round pick. And people make a big deal about Tom Brady, love Tom Brady.
Right.
But when he gets hurt, the backup quarterback is good too.
Mm-hmm.
And no disrespect to Tom Brady, but their system is really good. And if you remember, Michael Jordan went to the Washington Wizards without Phil Jackson and without the triangle offense and didn't look like Michael Jordan.
Right.
People say, well, he's old. Well, Tom Brady's 42.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees is 40.
Yeah.
I played with a guy named Karl Malone Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
When they were older. But they still were good. They still were effective because they still were playing in the same system, the same blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line is you want to have a system, you want to have a blueprint. And you can make your good players look great. You can make your great players look Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
We have a strong system.
Yeah.
And a lot of business leaders, I have never even thought about what's their way, what's their system. And that's what my wife and I do.
Okay.
You know, we help credit unions, we help banks, we help franchises, we help companies build their way.
Right on.
You know, we get clients and we help them create their core values. We're working with a bank right now in Maryland, they had no core values. They're like, Walter, you're right. So they went and created the core values, hired me this week, and we launched their core values. And now we want to really work on making the core values in to where it leaves the head and gets into your heart.
Right.
If you look at companies like Chick-fil-A, they have core values.
Yeah.
You know, McDonald's was built on core values. They had Hamburger University, right?
That's
they had
right.
training and development.
That's
organization.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So the smart companies that hear me speak, they typically book us to do more work because the keynote is really just a commercial for what we really do. We can come in and help credit unions, banks, franchises, companies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, if you like my message, let's not leave it there. Let's come in, let's do some work.
Bring it in.
And make it into the culture.
Yeah.
And what we do is pretty much coach all day. I have a coaching call tonight with a medical device company, and we're helping them do 100 million. They're only like 2 or 3 years old. And they cannot believe they're about to hit 100 million.
That's awesome.
Here's the crazy part. I told the national sales director, we're going to hit the number, and we're going to upgrade your team at the same time. So by having core values, here's the good news. I told him that people are going to self-select in, and people are going to self-select out. And I want you to be very transparent. So what they used to do, they used to list the top performance numbers. They said, no, list everybody's numbers. I played sports. The stats were in the paper. If I went for 0 for 11, it was in the paper.
Right, right.
If I went 9 for 11, it was in the paper.
Right.
No hiding. And so he started putting every score out publicly. And believe it or not, the people who are committed to hiding, they quit. With the performance, they began to rise.
You want those people. Those
so
you want.
We are upgrading their sales team.
Good move.
While we're hitting their goal.
That's great.
And so
way of looking
2020,
at
everything that I predicted happened, I said, look, you're going to have some surprises. Some of the people you didn't think too highly of are going to rise up. Some of the people who you thought highly of were hiding, kind of game in the system, they're going to disappoint you. But at the end of the day, we're going to upgrade your team, and at the same time, we're going to hit your goal. And we're going to be in a better position for 2020.
Right on.
And we're going to have the conference call tonight. I said, all we're going to do tonight is celebrate. And he's like, wow, Walter, you did it. And everything you said, you know, this is what we do. We come in and we teach organizations basic fundamentals on how to manage people. And my final comment for everybody listening, You know, you're not in the financial services business. You're in the business of people. If you're in the business of people, you need to master the fundamentals of how to reach people, how to raise that C student. We talked about C students. Mm-hmm. You're going to have top performers. You're going to have weak links. But your biggest demographic is what I call that C student. And we'll help the companies move the middle. You can move your middle. Imagine if all your average performers from being C students to B. Not even A. Could go from
that's a huge impact.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Could have millions and millions of dollars in impact. And that's what we enjoy. And that's what we like working with our clients, because as their light clicks on, they get the results, and they pay us.
That's good. Bonus.
And everybody wins, but we really position them to be successful, you know, beyond our relationship.
Well, and those C students, when they become B students, that encourages them as well, you know? So, like you said, everybody wins in this one.
And the next stop is at A.
Exactly. Next stop is A. Exactly. All right, last question. Where can we find you? Where can we find out more?
WalterBond.com.
Okay.
WalterBond.com. And our book, Swim, we just made a bestseller list.
Congrats.
With a porch light, used to be 1-800-CEO-READ.
Yeah.
And I had an executive call us, and he says, Walter, I've never read a business book where I was literally bawling when I finished. And we really talk about mentorship.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's talking leadership.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest leaders are mentors. If you look at all of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every great leadership book is really about mentorship. And when you read Swim, you're gonna hear about a guy named Drew. And oh my God, Drew had the heart of a mentor, and that positioned him to be a great leader. He had a loyal workforce, he had a committed workforce, no turnover. Everybody was completely and loyally bought into the company because he didn't lead them, he mentored them. So anybody, if you want to really learn the tenets of leadership, you know, find the book Swim, go to a local bookstore, and just ask for Swim. It's a quick read.
Okay.
You should be able to read it in a day and a half, or more than 2 days. It's going to touch your heart. It's going to convince you the key to your leadership career is really mentorship.
Good deal. We'll put that we'll put the link in the show notes too, so you can get right to it on Amazon.
Easy.
That's right.
That's good.
All right. Walter, I'll let you get to the airport, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.